maybe Buckeyes or something they'd put in there to to keep them out. I don't remember now just what exactly.
And what bugs were these that gave you the most
There was mostly that we had some trouble with ants, and then we had some trouble with what we have trouble with now, you know, that they bother your clothes sometime. What do you call it?
Moths?
Yeah, we had that same trouble too. We have now. But they had some way, I forgot what it was, it's been long ago, that they had some way of some kind of a outfit that growed that they could use for that. We didn't have anything now at that time like we got now.
Yeah, we got it down to such a fine art now that
that's right.
The bugs breathe the stuff a while and then become immune.
That's right.
In your big house, did you have a place up above the upstairs?
No, you mean a house up there?
No. Or just empty space up there?
Well, where I was raised and where I was born and raised, we just called out of upstairs, and that was a room up there.
Uh-huh.
If we had two or three rooms down here, we had two or three rooms up there.
Uh-huh.
That'd give us a lot more room for a family in order.
And how'd you get up there?
Well, we just had some steps. They're pretty steep, too, but then we had some steps that we went up.
You mentioned the kitchen. In the new house, did your mother have a place where she could store things? Something like a closet?
Well, we just had mostly what I was telling you a while ago, the old-fashioned cupboard, we called it at that time, where she put her dishes, you know, and things like that. Nothing like we got now. Because we... people at the time when I was a little boy, big enough to remember, we didn't have no money.
Yeah.
You couldn't get no money out of nothing. You just had to put in your, you know, work it all out. And, just drop back. If you could just drop back when I was, I'll say, 10, 12, 15 years old, and just live there for just a year, then you... I appreciate things now. See?
Yeah, you think of the good old days, and all you can think of is, oh, I'm glad they're gone.
Yes, that's right.
Do you have any special word for old, worthless things that collected? Or perhaps not worthless, but things that didn't have any use at the particular time?
Well, we just call that junk.
Where'd you put that?
You're talking about some kind of furniture now and stuff that we maybe wouldn't have any use anymore for? Oh, I don't know. We probably would move out into the smokehouse where we could use it for, you know, for one thing. And we always had a big smokehouse where we could butcher our hogs and hang them in there and smoke them and one thing or another, you know, like that. And another thing we did at that time, and it wasn't just our family as big. There was large families all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make a big barrel, 50-gallon barrel or two of sorghum.
Oh, you'd make your own?
We'd make our own sorghum, any just fine as you ever seen. And then in the wintertime, we'd get your own meat. We'd smoke that meat. And we had our own good meat. Sorghum that we could eat, we didn't have any of these things we have now, you know, in the way of these seasons. That was all we don't have that at all. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was thinking this morning, all these compounded things we have, they shout they're high in protein and things like that, but they don't have the minerals and they don't have the vitamins. And
you started in here, it makes me think about olden times when we used to go to the smokehouse and there'd be four, five, or six big hogs we'd butchered and hanging up and smoke them, you know, and it's as fine a meat as you ever did.
Oh, yeah.